Blog Talk Radio.
Particular, but at any rate, you can find my blog, The Clown Times, that's clown spelled with a K on the web. Just type in the URL box, www.theclowntimes.net. You can find me on Facebook and join a party there. Again, that's clown spelled with a K. Just do a search for The Clown Times on Facebook. You'll be able to find me. So in the midst of probably what was arguably the greatest week in the college football history, with Auburn having that crazy-ass return of a missed field goal at the end of regulation to knock off Alabama, as well as Duke winning 10 games for the first time in, like, ever in college football, and the unfortunate death of Paul Walker, we come with the Los Angeles Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers and signing Kobe Bryant to that interesting contract extension, even though Kobe is on one Achilles tendon right about now. And don't know if that's the right thing or not, not only by Kobe, obviously, but for the Lakers going forward, they want to win another championship or two. But to discuss this is my man, Dwayne Nash. I won't keep him holding for long. So, Dwayne, what's up, man? Welcome to Clown Hour. What's happening?
Scott, what's going on?
Oh, no, hold on. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, man. I hope you didn't eat too damn much like I did.
Actually, I didn't. That's a misconception of me as a fat man. I do not eat a lot. I just make bad timing decisions of when I eat.
Look at you. You're a regular Skip Bayless, aren't you?
I guess.
I said, sure as hell wasn't. I mean, I'm doing T25, and I was like, no, the hell with this shit. This is Thanksgiving week. I'm gonna eat my ass off, but I'm apologetic about it. And I'm sorry. I just finished a workout, so I'm trying to do right this time. But anyway,
okay,
man. So yeah, exactly. So you know, on the heels of Thanksgiving weekend and college football having arguably its greatest weekend of the year, comes Lakers signing Kobe Bryant. So, first of all, I heard many people give their attention to takes on, like, on my Facebook page. Many people liked it. Some people liked it. Some people, like yours truly, didn't exactly like it too much. I even bothered about it. So let's just get your take first and let you have the floor on whether the Lakers did the right thing in signing Kobe Bryant to that big-ass contract extension on one Achilles tendon.
I just find it extremely interesting that they gave him the deal that they gave him at his age. If I remember correctly, he's, what, 36 right now?
He's 35. 36 next year, but yeah, he's older. He's old as hell by NBA standards.
Exactly. And not just old as hell in terms of NBA standards. You also have to look at it that he came out straight out of high school. So if you add those 4 years along with the normal however many years he's been in the league. What has it been? He's been in the league 17 years. So
17 years.
All of that wear.
Yeah.
So you take all of that wear and tear along with playoff play, championship play, Olympic play, whatever else, exhibition play. He's been playing ball for an extremely long time in the league, and you have that type of injury. And, I mean, I understand that, you know, science has made it so that you can recover a lot faster and a lot better than what you could in the past. But to put that type of investment for a man who hasn't been on the floor as of yet, it's real interesting to me in a situation where it has been seen as if no one really wants to play with this guy and you have a huge market that's going to be out there, I just thought that maybe they should have waited to see who they potentially could have gotten before they re-signed Kobe. But it's also a testament to me that makes me say either, one, they trust in this guy so much that they believe he can come back and do what he's done in the past, which is
right,
completely highly unlikely in my opinion, because
mm-hmm.
no one beats Father Time. Or number two,
right,
the bug has been placed in their ear that another big-name free agent or a couple of mid-level free agents will come in and play along with Kobe and continue to move on with the franchise in that way.
Well, it's interesting you said that, and my take is I'll be stirred by honest with you, man. I think the move is stupid. You know, I know people on Facebook mentioned that, including like one of my front brothers mentioned that, you know the whole economics thing works in the NBA in terms of exposure, in terms of pub, TV airtime, tickets sold, all that good stuff. I mean, that's an economic way of looking at it. This is, in my opinion, a more commonsensical way of looking at it, okay? Mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant is coming off of a devastating, and I'm just not speaking in hyperbole here, a devastating Achilles tendon injury. Last I checked,
yeah,
Achilles tendon injuries, I hadn't seen a person who suffered Achilles tendon injury who said it didn't hurt, and who said it didn't take a long time to come back from. I mean, That's almost like wrecking your knee in terms of recovery time, you know, and plus you think about, especially in basketball players, explosion. I mean,
exactly,
how are you going to get that explosion back if you rupture your Achilles? Only he did it like near the end of the regular season, so I'm going to say May. So you fast forward to like December, it's only been not even 8 months since he ruptured that Achilles tendon. I mean, unless he's taking some type of crazy-ass HGH or something, he's not going to be the same after only 8 months. And, you know, and to invest $48 million and a dude, granted, he, you know, last year he had a great season until he ruptured his Achilles, but he only has one Achilles tendon. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, you know, That in itself is beyond risky, and plus, to me, and I guess we could get more into this, as you mentioned about free agents coming in, potential free agents. That signal to me that this is still Kobe's team. You're not going
to
have some. Yeah, I mean, you're not paying Kobe to be a sidekick now. $48 million over 2 years. That's a max deal over 2 years' time. Who's going to want to come in? Which alpha dog is going to want to come in and want to defer to Kobe Bryant, who has only one Achilles tendon left? I don't see it. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. I mean, what do you think about that?
I don't see it either, unless the Lakers are going to go the route of the whooping Nets here and just completely overspend on this particular roster. I just find it very interesting that they will make this move in terms of signing a guy to $48 million who, once again, only has one Achilles. But the benefit to Kobe is that he's not a Gilbert Arenas. He's not a John Wall. He's not an Allen Iverson, where his game is solely predicated off of his speed and his explosion. He's a very above-the-shoulders basketball player. And he has a great jump shot, which is, of course, developed throughout time. He's a very smart basketball player, great basketball IQ. And I'm not thinking that this injury or returning from this injury will be so much of a hindrance that we see a drop-off of, say, maybe 10 to 15 points in his scoring ability. Maybe 5 to 8, but I don't see it more than 10. So, you know, you get a 36-year-old Kobe coming in, scoring 20 points, maybe giving you 4 or 5 boards, 2, 3, 4 assists a game. That's still relatively nice, but I don't think it's worth $48
million. Yeah, and my thing is this, man. I mean, looking at Kobe Bryant, what he did last year, To your point, he is one of the smartest basketball players out there. I think LeBron is also as smart as he is. And I'm not a Heat fan. Don't get it twisted. But I just from seeing watching what Kobe did last year, how he was able to get his and do his thing. He's not above the rim play anymore. But at the same time, he gets that quick first step on cats still. And he also has that deadly turnaround jumper. I mean, and even three-point shots, if you think about it, I mean, you use your lower body in terms of, like, squatting and getting lift on your shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that begs the question, with his quick first step still at age 35, his improved three-point shooting, which involves getting some lift, And you know that occasional above the rim play and his turnaround jumper, how's he going to be able to get any lift from only one Achilles? I mean, I'm just like trying to rack my brain over this. Like, how is he going to be able to, off of only 8 months' time, be able to do those things that made him so successful in the past?
Fantastic question, and which leads to my original point. The only way I see him being able to potentially get these type of shots off, I mean, it's going to be a little bit more difficult for him to shoot over guys because of, but we don't know yet. We don't know exactly how well this dude is going to be able to jump as of yet. But history's on his side, and I'm just thinking that in order for him to be able to shoot, in order for him to score, he would have to get open jump shots. And the best way for him to do that is to have better teammates. And we'll talk about the roster that is signed to 2014 for the Lakers a little bit later. But with the guys that he currently has, which is many, I really don't see that happening as of yet, which leads me to believe they're going to be doing a whole lot of, well, I mean, it's not a belief, but I know they're going to have to do a whole lot of free agent signings, but who will they be able to bring in to play with this?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it takes a special kind of player, a different player, to play with Kobe Bryant. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. He's not an easy dude to play with, as well as Shaq has taught us over the years, and recently, even though he's one of the softest NBA players in the league and not the softest, and Dwight Howard, he's not the most popular dude in the NBA. So I'm thinking about the couple of free agents and, like, next season, like, namely Melo from my Knicks, who stink, by the way, one LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade, among us, and I think Joe Johnson is going to be in there too. So,
oh really?
I remember that quote unquote free agent summit a few years back when a bunch of like the stars, like a bunch of alpha dogs, like finished that, like completed their contracts, and they were meeting to decide which team do they all want to go to, who's going to get theirs, who's going to team up, things of that nature. And so among us, if I'm not mistaken, and you can fact check me on this one, so I'm just talking off the top of my head here, I think Joe Johnson will be one of those free agents. Any of you out there who listen to me on Facebook, by the way, want to hit me up and correct me, feel free to. But anyway, I say all that to make the point that I don't know if any of those alpha dogs are going to want to play this dude. I know for sure LeBron's not. From what I've heard on the street, and you know that he and Kobe are cordial, but not that tight. And I don't know if like LeBron would see to someone else in that regard. He did it for Dwayne Wade for the first couple of years in Miami, or the first year in Miami, really. But now he's like the alpha dog down there. And speaking of Dwayne Wade, I don't see him necessarily doing that with Kobe either. I think that I don't think his temperament, his being Dwayne Wade's temperament, would actually allow for that. Which leads to Carmelo. I think that Carmelo might do it. They're actually pretty cool of each other. He and Kobe, and I think that he would be possibly intrigued with it. I mean, they don't play the same position. I mean, Melo's a 3 and a 4, and Kobe's primarily a 2. But I could see that possibly happening. Maybe Joe Johnson as well. But here's the problem. This is, say, like, suppose that both Joe Johnson and Melo hook up and say, hey, you know what? We can go win this thing here. We can dominate the West and play against LeBron and Wade and Bosch if they choose to stay in Miami from the East and make it like a L.A. and Boston thing all over again. The problem with that is that money that's tied up in Kobe the next couple of years would only allow for one of those cats to come.
Yeah.
So the question now is, which cat would come to L.A. to cede their place on the team from Alpha Dog to maybe an Alpha, to Kobe Bryant? A debilitating, old-ass guy on one Achilles, Kobe Bryant, with the ego the size of the United States, not including Hawaii, and Alaska. You know, who would want to play with this cat? Who? I mean, I think the best person who would is under contract with the other LA team, which is Chris Paul. And
wow. You
know what happened when that trade almost went down. Well, it did go down. David Stern killed it. For whatever reasons, I still wouldn't know to this day. Don't know to this day. But I'm thinking right now that it's going to be maybe Carmelo. But I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that? Like, I'm thinking him. I just don't think anyone else would want to come and ball with Kobe right now.
Well, you know what? I really can't go into the psyche of athletes and say who, character-wise or emotionally even in some instances, would be strong enough or maybe agreeable enough to play with Kobe Bryant. I can only go by numbers and how much money that the Lakers may or may not be willing to spend on a particular player and would it really be feasible to spend this type of money on another guy or a couple of other guys? Because the talk is they don't want to just bring in one guy. They want to bring in at least two other stars to play with Kobe. And in my opinion, just bringing in one other guy on that roster and then filling out your roster with a couple of serviceable guys really wouldn't put them over the top to be a contender. They will be a playoff team, yes, but you would still have to deal with the Oklahoma Cities, whose window, in my opinion, is still getting smaller, even though they are younger than what that Lakers team would be. I still think that they are a piece or two away as well from being legitimate, consistent title contender, unless somehow, some way, one of those three pieces leaves Miami. Or if something happens to Indiana, you know, but that's neither here nor there. But like I was saying, my point being, they're going to need at least another superstar and another quality ball player on that team, along with some other quality pieces to come into L.A. to play with this guy. And with, what is it, they're currently looking at about $35.5 million on the books for the four players that they currently have signed on the roster for 2014.
Yeah.
Now, with, I'm sorry to be a mathematician here, an accountant here.
Well, both numbers do remember that, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, it's just interesting that, you know, they currently have $35 million on the books. They currently are spending they're currently spending $78, $79 million on their roster as of right now. So you
right.
subtract that 38 from the 79, you got about maybe 40 million left.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you could potentially sign another big name guy for 20 million, which is half of that 40.
Right.
And for only 20 million, so that means you're asking LeBron James to potentially take a, well, to come in at 20. So that means he's going to be rejecting 20 million from the Heat to take 20 million to come to the Lakers.
Right.
Who really doesn't
right.
have anybody else there other than those three guys, which I really don't see. You're asking Carmelo to take 20, where he could be taking 23 from the Knicks, which
yeah.
I also doubt. You know, you're asking
right.
Dirk to take 20 million, down 2 million from what he was receiving in Dallas. I mean, I don't think Dirk will probably get 20 million anyplace else, but do you want another aging ball player coming to your team in a Dirk Nowitzki?
Right.
I don't know. And then you start talking about other older guys here. You're talking about Paul Pierce potentially re-signing Powell. You're talking about maybe bringing in Rudy Gay, who is not a full ball player, but you would need to sign other complementary players to play with this guy as well. Luol Deng, who's not really a scorer, but he's a good defender. I mean, he's a good scorer, but he's not a superstar scorer, but he's also a great defender. You're also talking about Granger. You're also talking about maybe Ray Allen, but do you want to bring in, once again, another aging ball player? So you're talking
yeah,
about
exactly.
bringing in, you know, a bunch of older guys, over 35 guys, or you're expecting these guys that are 30 to 35 to take a pay cut to come and play with your team with a bunch of relative no-names that are currently signed. Well, okay, Nick Young's not a no-name, but Nick Young's not an all-star either.
Right.
You know, he's playing rather erratically as of this year, but it's going to be you, Nick Young, and Kobe Bryant. I don't know how enticing that's going to be unless you're able to bring in someone else on the real cheap. Just don't see it.
Right. Right. And that's the thing, too. I mean, they've nailed basically what we're both saying is that the Lakers have pretty much narrowed their own pool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who among the main alpha dogs out there is going to take $20 million at the most? I mean, really, I mean, granted, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh took less than what they were worth to go to Miami, but LeBron's finna opt out this year. I mean, he, not opt out, but basically his contract's up this year. He's going to want to be paid more than the amount he's getting paid right now, as he should be.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Bosh, what's the word on him? What's the word on the way? I mean, of D Wade rather. You know, it's just too risky. I mean, why, if you're the Lakers, why would you back yourselves in a corner like this? I mean, granted, again, I understand the whole economics thing. Kobe's going to put asses in the seats at the Staples Center. I get that. You know, Kobe brings that marquee name. The Lakers are about showtime. They're the glamour, one of the glamour franchises, if not the only glamour franchise in the NBA. I mean, I just do not understand the basketball side of it. I do not understand if you're trying to win Kobe that sixth ring, this is going to be they're going to have a hell of a hard time doing this. You know, that's what racks my brain. That's what I try to tell cats who actually wanted the move. I mean, who's going to play with them? I mean, you got Paul Gasol. You going to bring his ass back? You know, to your point, I mean, they've been trying to trade him for the last couple of years.
He's facing the, what is he, does he have a knee injury now? Or I know he has an injury that he's dealing with after this week. So he's aging and getting beat up as well. And once again, he's one of those guys, regular season play, playoff play, championship play, Olympic play, he has a lot of mileage on him as well.
Right. Right, and that, exactly. So, you mentioned Dirk earlier, and I'm thinking he's just another version of Gasol. I mean, he's like Gasol with a jump shot. That's yeah. where he is. And a good jump shot, mind you, but nonetheless, he's like him with a jump shot. So that's like a wash. Really, who out there? I mean, I don't see, and I'm, of course, I'm being drastic here, but I don't see like cats like Kevin Garnett pulling off retirement to go play with Kobe Bryant. I mean, for who, for what?
I'm willing to take KG at this moment.
Exactly.
As old as he's looking right now, I wouldn't even take KG at this moment.
Right. And so are you going to take, actually his contract's not up this year, but Amari Stoudemire and his dad needs in 2 years? Really? I'm a Knicks fan, I'd be more than happy to get rid of that contract. but at any rate, I mean, the thing is my point is, no one, they don't have a hard time, Baby and Alexis will have a hard time attracting the alpha dog to roll with Kobe Bryant. I mean, they just are. They just are. But at any rate, you know, now news come out that, you know, I've been saying that about the 8th-month recovery of Kobe Bryant's Achilles injury, because word has that Kobe's going to be coming back this week, looking to make a return this week. And,
yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, and I don't know what to expect. I mean, I don't think we're going to see the same Kobe. I think that the only reason why Kobe's going to stick around is because he's getting paid, which I don't fault him for that, by the way.
No.
But,
yeah,
you know, from the basketball standpoint, I think it's going to make the Lakers a worse product with him back on the court, because they're not good, but they're not that bad either. They're like mediocre, which is outstanding considering the talent they have, like the other they got going on the floor right now. So you ask Curry to come back to that, that's going to upset the chemistry. We all know it's going to upset the chemistry. And, you know, Kobe's going to be Kobe, won the ball half the time, well, more than half the time. I mean, so, again, what makes that attractive to the potential free agent, big-name free agent? I just don't see it, man. I just do not see the Lakers going to pay that over this. That's just me.
You know, that's what I'm saying, and I'm thinking it's going to be interesting on what the organization is going to do as a whole. But I don't even see it as being that much of a great economic move for the team as well. You got to remember, this is the L.A. Lakers. And I hate to keep throwing my team under the bus like this, but it's not the Washington Wizards. You know, you're not going to bring in, you know, a la an aging Michael Jordan to a team for a city who's never really had a superstar, you know, since the 70s with Wes Unseld and Earl Monroe. You know, you're bringing in an older player to a franchise that's been struggling, and, you know, it makes the fan base come out. Been there, done that with the Lakers, because the team has already won championships. They want to see a quality product. They want to see a winning product. And anything that's below, in terms of winning percentage, below 65, below 60, is not what they're going to be clamoring for. You know, they'll accept a 500 team, but they're not going to droves to come out and see a franchise that's winning 42 games a season with an old Kobe Bryant. They're not going to be out there loving to see that. They'll wait to see the Clippers play. Mm-hmm. So that's going to hurt them financially as well in that aspect, which leads me to believe, like I said earlier, either they won't be able to get a guy, they'll have to convince somebody to come there on the cheap, or they're going to spend a whole lot of money. Well, I mean, that's just the three options anyway, so I don't even know why I brought that up. That's just ridiculous. But, those are one of the three things that can happen, and I truly believe it's either going to be they try to convince someone to come there on the cheap, or they just stick with their guns and sign whoever they can sign. I don't think any of these middle-aged guns are going to be willing to come and play with this guy. It will be interesting to see if they're able to bring in say like a Granger from Indiana, or maybe a Derek Favors from Utah, cheaply, and then have them into the system for a couple of years, and then as they continue to develop, because they're still relatively young guys, you have them to continue to develop. Once Kobe leaves, then maybe if these guys aren't where you're looking for them to be, you still have the cap room to potentially bring in another big name guy, whoever that would be, in 2 years.
Great insight, my man. I appreciate it. So we'll just see what happens, but like you, I just don't see it happening for the Lakers. But anyway, thanks a lot, D. I'll be talking to you real
thanks
soon.
So much,
and, yeah, no worries. And we'll keep an eye out on what's going on in Lakerland for the next couple of weeks, and maybe talk some more shit about that. Who knows? All right, man. Take care.
But before we go, I know it's not
about
the Lakers, but the big thing, especially coming with me and with my website, of course, the yard, HBCU.com, is the Grambling signing for the next head coach. The word of potential suitors has been ridiculous.
Really?
I'm not going to name any names as of right now. I am working on an article right now. Unfortunately, I can't get any confirmation. But this story on who the next potential head coach has gone in every which way in terms of direction, who they may sign. Some words on the street are actually saying that someone actually has already been signed as the new head coach.
What?
So I'm doing the story. I'm putting it up tonight. Look for it in the morning. This Grambling situation it continues to move on, and it's becoming a little interesting on who they are saying that the new hire is.
Cool. Well, you know what? I'll keep an eye out for it, and we're going to talk about that too. Okay. So
fantastic.
So get ready for it. Get ready, because I want to know about some stuff now. You know me and HBCUs, I want to know about it. So, but thanks a lot, man. I'll be on the lookout for it. I'll be on the lookout.
Fantastic. Great.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.
So that's my man, Dwayne Nash. You heard him. Check out his website, The Yard HBCU Sports. Just Google it. He's on Facebook, too, so check it out. So as far as the Lakers go, yeah, I'm not feeling it. Still not feeling it. Chances are I will never feel it. But like I said, it's a long season. Who knows? I could be proven wrong, but I doubt it. But at any rate, as the Knicks fan and the inbred hatred I have for the Lakers, hopes that they'll fall on their face with the signing. But anyway, no rambling. Time to go back into Monday Night Football here with the Saints and the Seahawks. This is Scott Burt joining you with the Clown Hour. Stay tuned the next time. And 06, I'm out.